Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Shelley speaking from the Des Moines Municipal Airport, where...
It was 50 years ago when the leader of the communist world came to Iowa. Eisenhower was president, Khrushchev was his Cold War adversary, and curious Iowans turned on their black and white TVs to watch the events unfold.
...of those giant motors, the plane has just set down, and it is bouncing a little bit. We won't give him too many points for that landing. We saw
TV stations pooled their coverage throughout the 30-hour visit.
Green and Mike Collins, and we've just witnessed the first entourage coming back, getting the people back from the road. And Mike, they're hurrying right through here.
As you can see, there are very large crowds on hand around the Fort Des Moines there. But you can also see that there are some protest signs. There's one which reads, "The only good communist is a dead one."
Soon after arriving at the hotel, sightseeing began. Farm reporter Herb Plambeck described Khrushchev's visit to Bookie Packing Company as organized bedlam.
We had occasion to be near at hand when Khrushchev was handed a Frankfurter. He was asked whether he cared for any mustard, and his reply in Russian was, "Of course."
That's when 11-year-old Harry Bookie appeared.
He came up to me and kind of put his arm around me.
Bookie grew up to be a restaurant and real estate developer.
The only thing I really knew about Russia at the time was other than the the times at school where we had to do the fallout shelter drills and so forth, was that they had just recently, Sputnik had hit the moon. And so we chatted a little bit, and I kind of recall, or it was reported at least, that I said that they had beat us to the moon, but we make better hot dogs.
As elected chief executive of the state of Iowa, I welcome our guests from the Soviet Union.
That evening, Governor Lovelace spoke for all Iowans at the official reception, a prime rib banquet at the Hotel Fort Des Moines. During the introductions, Khrushchev's humor was in fine form when a member of his delegation was presented.
VP,
a very big industrialist in our country.
Он, видимо, богаче всех здесь присутствующих, которые имеют дело в Айове.
He's probably richer than anyone present here in Iowa.
The invitation list read like a 1959 who's who, including Henry Cabot Lodge, Adlai Stevenson, Andrei Gromyko, top state leaders, and of course Nikita Khrushchev and his Iowa friend Roswell Garst. The Soviet leader interrupted again as Mayor Iles promoted the capital city.
"We are proud of our individual homes with their carefully trimmed lawns, flower beds, and shrubbery.
In our country, sometimes, when distinguished guests come in some of the cities, they clean streets specially for them."
50 years ago, Governor Lovelace touted a bountiful Iowa corn crop of 800 billion bushels. Today, a record harvest is projected at three times that.
"Tell Mr. Khrushchev we have a higher rainfall in this area than..."
One man responsible for improving corn yields would host the Soviets the following morning. We'll hear historic recordings from the Garst Farm and Iowa State University tomorrow. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.